Vladimir Putin steps down as Russian president next week with an approval rating of more than 80% among Russians, if not some other world leaders. Mr. Putin has put himself across as a tough leader who understands ordinary Russians and talks like them. As NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports, experts say it's an image that's been carefully constructed.
Few people had even heard of Vladimir Putin when then-President Boris Yeltsin appointed him prime minister in 1999. But the stern-faced former KGB officer soon triggered a love affair with the Russian population by starting a popular second war in Chechnya. That's when Putin surprised the country with the first of what became known as Putinisms, issuing a threat in slang usually heard only in Russia's notoriously tough prisons. Putin vowed to kill Chechen rebels wherever they were hiding. If they're in the airport, he said, we'll kill them there. And excuse me, but if we find them in the toilet, we'll exterminate them in their outhouses. Putin has also dismissed news reports as mere gossip picked out of someone's nose and smeared onto little bits of paper. Such outbursts may appear crude to foreigners and even to many Russians, but they're essential to what's a carefully controlled public image projected by a highly talented performer. When Putin appears in front of more than 1,000 journalists during his regular annual news conferences, the president owns the room, keeping reporters fascinated for hours by alternating between threats, jokes, and flirtation. One journalist in 2006 said she was speaking for all blonde women when asking why Putin looked so fit and attractive. His answer was that he doesn't drink and does plenty of sport. Then Putin asked the journalist to convey his greetings to all blonde women. Putin has often lost his temper in public. During a 2002 news conference in Brussels, the president responded to a question that angered him by inviting a reporter to come to Moscow to be circumcised. We have specialists in this question as well, Putin said. I'll recommend that he carry out the operation in such a way that nothing will grow back. Even some of Putin's biggest critics admit he knows how to work an audience. Boris Nemtsov was first deputy prime minister when Putin was head of the Federal Security Service.
He started at KGB school, and such kind of principle, how to attract people, how to be comfortable. This is special educational program in KGB. And I believe that he started well.
Natalia Muravyova, rector of Moscow's Academy of Communications and Information, says Putin is a highly dynamic politician whose speeches are intricately crafted.
Putin uses a lot of repetition that builds to a crescendo, and his widely reported aphorisms are like gems. They're few and far between, and everyone remembers them.
Russians won't necessarily be deprived of such gems just because Putin is stepping down as president. He's used his tremendous popularity to retain much of his power. He'll be prime minister and head of the country's biggest political party, platforms that will give him plenty of opportunity to create new Putinisms. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
And you can find a few more Putinisms and find a tune called I Want Someone Like Putin at npr.org.